Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Let's go, girls.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
Well, if you think about it, by definition, you're at the exact age.
Thanks, guy. Thanks for making it better. Yeah, the first Woman Wednesday of the new year, and we're going to talk about this midlife crisis because I scheduled my first hair appointment of the new year. I'm going next Tuesday, and I was like, you know what? I just need to change. I need to change it up. I've had the same look for a while, blonde hair, same layers. I was like, I think I'm going to chop it. Not like a pixie cut, not doing like the Emma Roberts thing, but like at least cut it shorter, like maybe shoulder length.
Okay, so not like a Britney Spears thing.
No. I'm not going crazy.
I'm just making sure.
I'm just thinking I need a little bit of a change. So I'm like thinking about it, and I tell Art the other day, I go, hey, babe, I think I'm going to chop my hair. And he immediately starts laughing. Not the reaction I was hoping for. And I'm like, why are you laughing?
It's the words you used, and chop my hair.
No, it's not. He's like, oh. And he realizes now, whatever he was thinking, he showed me. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, there was this one time where my cousin cut her hair and it was funny. And I was like, no, you think I'd look bad with short hair. That's why you laughed.
Oh, he's quickly regretting this.
And he was like, oh, no, I did like that whole thing. And I was like, okay, cool. So now I almost want to do it just in spite of him to be like, look, I did it. So how bad do you think I look?
Yeah, you're having a midlife crisis.
But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, well, what if I do it? And I don't know if you watch King of Queens, but there's an episode where Carrie went and cut her hair, and, like, it was horrible. And Doug had to go along with it and was like, oh, it looks great. And it was terrible. So I'm like, I don't want it to backfire. So for Woman Wednesday, I need a little bit of support here. Did you do something to drastically change your look? And was it a good idea?
Oh, I did in my early 30s, and it was permanent. I can't take it back. That was my early midlife crisis. I'll tell you about it in 6 minutes.
All right, we want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
We got your back, Kelly. The IE is here to support you. For Women's Wednesday, Kelly really boldly and courageously came out and admitted she might be going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I told my husband the other day, I said, you know what? I just need to change. I think I'm going to chop my hair. Like, I'm not talking like a pixie cut, just like, you know, above my shoulders. I've always had like longer layer hair. He laughed.
Yeah.
Exactly like you just did. Well, and I was like,
why you said it?
What was that? And he, and I guess he's not alone, because immediately we got 951 text and says, please do your husband a favor. Do not chop your hair. If you want to change, do the opposite. Let it grow out. No woman looks good with short hair. Thank you, 951.
Well, maybe just use the word trim. The word chop sounds like you're literally chopping all your hair off. I think it's the wrong term.
No, because a trim is just like, oh, take the dead ends off. Like, no, I'm taking a couple inches off.
Don't do it. Everyone is with us here, Kelly. 951, I used to have hair to my mid-back. I cut it above my shoulders and hated it. Don't do it. If you must, do it in phrases, not all at once.
Tiffany from the 714 says, I've always had long hair too. I cut it short into a bob and everyone immediately asked me, when are you going to grow it back? Okay.
You know, I know you don't care about my opinion, but if I can have an opinion, I also agree, don't do it.
Right.
Like, you have nice long hair.
It's just a change. It's hair, it grows back.
You are having a midlife crisis. I know that because I had one in my early 30s when I got divorced.
Did you chop your hair off?
No, I went and got a bunch of tattoos all over my arm, which you still see today. And I was the person that judged people that had tattoos. And for some reason, unbeknown to me, as I was going through my early midlife crisis, I went to a tattoo artist and said, here, I don't know anything about you. I'm going to pay you a bunch of money. Go to work on my arm. This is what I do for a living. This is what I like. Do your thing.
Do you regret your tattoos?
I don't regret them all. I just wish I didn't have as many. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I mean, tattoos and hair is a little different.
Ow!
Because my hair will grow back. Your tattoos, well, I guess you could laser them off if you really wanted to.
Oh my gosh.
Spend even more money. Laughing. Laughing was the reaction I got from my husband when I told him, I think I want to chop my hair off, like above my shoulders, just like you're laughing right now. And he goes, why? And I was like, why are you laughing? You don't think I'll look good with short hair?
Oh, you did that to him.
Oh, no. And he just kept digging himself deeper and deeper. I don't know. Maybe it's a midlife crisis, but I'm ready for a change. And I feel like your hair is the easiest thing to change.
It definitely sounds like a midlife crisis. And by definition of age, you're exactly at the point of a midlife crisis. And I hope it's not a midlife crisis, but you do have supporters, Kelly. Here, the 951 says, hi, I see you cut your hair and try something new. I've always had long hair. One day I decided to cut it above my shoulders. Did not regret it. I loved it. Don't listen to people and do you.
714 agrees with that too. Says, do whatever makes you happy. Ignore the other people. I usually chop my hair once a year. Back in October, for the first time in 2 years, I cut 11 inches off.
No.
My hair currently sits on the top of my shoulders and I love it because it's so much easier to maintain. That's my big thing. I have a lot of hair. My hair is very, very thick and it's curly, which that might be where Art laughed, because if it gets curly and it's short, I might look like a lion or a chia pet. So maybe that's where it came from. But there are some people who are still doubting it. Like the 951 says, I used to have my hair in my mid-back. I cut it above my shoulders and I hated it. OMG, do not do it.
Yeah, I know you don't care. I just like long hair, and it might be because I'm losing my hair, so I appreciate long hair. I don't know. It might be an insecurity issue, but I say don't do it, Kelly.
Vanessa in Riverside, can you give us some clarity on my midlife crisis?
So, fortunately, I'm a little bit beyond the midlife crisis, but towards the end of my 50s, approaching my 60s, I decided to go a little bit shorter. Didn't regret it. It actually looked good. But then I decided, no, that's been fun. Put some color in it, Kelly. Do some purple. Do something daring. It's temporary. It lasts a few weeks. I would say go for it. Like you said, it'll grow back. No big deal.
And I've done that. The last color I did was purple. I've done pink. I've done a couple crazy colors.
You went purple or pink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Purple's my favorite. I love purple. Right now, I haven't done it in about 6 months. But yeah, purple is my favorite. But do it. Go for it.
Vanessa, you're lovely, and we thank you for listening, but I couldn't disagree with you more. I can't look at her every day with purple or pink in her hair.
Just highlights, not the whole thing purple, not crazy purple. Yeah,
I'm not coming in looking like Barney.
You're not 15 anymore.
Oh, so you're going to age shame me now, guy.
Don't do that. Do not
do
that.
Says the guy who has no hair.
Well, touche.
Come on, guy. You only live once. Have fun.
Don't know where. Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.